Hopefully you saw it connect. Visual Studio Team Services has really enabled cross-platform development. In this video, I want to show you how easy it is to go out and test your Java applications using Visual Studio Team Services. In this example, I have a sample application of the MyHealthCare Clinic that Scott Hanselman was showing in Linux, but in this case, I actually have written it in Java for mobile devices. The build definition is pretty straightforward. I'm using Maven to build the application, Perfecto to test on the devices, and then Maven to do some additional testing on the build agent, and finally I'm publishing all those results back to Visual Studio Team System. Let's go ahead and take a look at a run that I have done earlier. Looks like about 19 minutes ago, and open that up. Even if you're familiar with Visual Studio Team System, you'll see that there is a brand new experience for testers and test results to show you, am I getting higher quality or am I actually regressing from build to build? Let's go ahead and dive into that and take a look at it, shall we? And I'm going to go ahead and bring this up into the full page view so we can go ahead and take a look at it. And you'll see right off the bat that I have got 8 tests that I've got run for this application, and I've added 1. So that, again, that build on build delta shows me that I'm improving. And my failed tests, or I have now got 4 failed tests, I was only having 3 before, again, a regression or a delta of 1 at this point. My pass percentage is 50%, but since I have additional 1 that is now failing, it is actually a regression as far as the overall quality, but the performance is actually getting faster. So kind of good news, bad news sort of story. Now taking a look at the test details view, you see that I actually get the different messages for each one of these, how long each one took, which is actually really important, and the stack trace for those. You can see that this is a new one. Now this one here, it looks like I've already filed a bug, and a lot of times this can be fairly difficult. I want to show you how easy it is to file a bug that with rich actionable data. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this, and you'll see that everything is already populated for me. I've already got a title that's already created for me. I've got that error expression and the stack trace. Additionally, so I can reproduce this, I've got both the build itself, so I can go out and take a look at that build definition, and which run it occurred in. So let's go ahead and save and close that. And finally, one of my favorite features that we've added is the ability to actually take a look at the code coverage. So if I take a look at the code coverage results here, you'll see that I get a really well-rendered HTML view. I can go ahead and drill down in through my different expressions and all the way down into the code itself. So again, I hope you see that we're really enabling cross-platform development, including the testing as an end-to-end result. Thank you very much. And for actually looking at more videos like the .NET version of this, please check out aka.ms/VSTS test.